KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 66 degrees. We look for a slight chance of showers this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy for the balance of the day and a high near 80. Radar shows a small pocket of showers northwest of Canby in northeast Adair County this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A traffic stop early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of two Nebraska men on drug charges. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a vehicle whose occupants were suspected of being involved in the trafficking of narcotics was pulled over by the Fremont County K-9 unit. A subsequent investigation resulted in the arrest of 33-year-old Jason Stoops of Nebraska City, Nebraska, and 21-year-old Marcus Taylor of Union, Nebraska. Stoops was charged with conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, while Taylor was charged with delivery of methamphetamine, possession of contraband in a jail facility, and a drug tax stamp violation. Both men were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where Stoops' bond was set at $100,000 and Taylor's bond $110,000. An investigation into the men's activities is ongoing. News time is 8:01. An online fundraising campaign has raised enough money to throw a retirement bash for Western Iowa Police Force's lone canine officer. The party planned August 12th for at Council Bluffs Community Hall will fete 6-year-old Willie, who joined the Council Bluffs Police Force in 2011. Organizers say on their GoFundMe webpage that Willie's service is equally deserving of appreciation and recognition as that of any other police officer. This morning, the webpage said that $720 had been raised, $220 more than the organizer's $500 goal. The page says the extra money will go to a charity that helps support canine officers and their handlers. The Creston Police Department reports an Indiana man was arrested early this morning at the intersection of Highway 34 and Maple Street for operating while under the influence, or OWI, first offense. 49-year-old Mark D. Lecky was transported to the Union County Jail, where he was being held on $1,000 bond. The annual state sales tax holiday is today and tomorrow across Iowa. The Iowa Department of Revenue spokesperson, Victoria Daniels, said there are limits on the tax exemption.
It applies to select clothing and footwear. And the one big thing to remember is that the item has to be less than $100, not $100. It has to be less than $100 in order to qualify for the exemption.
And accessories do not qualify for the sales tax exemption.
Things like jewelry. And the other thing is, if it's something you wouldn't wear normally in everyday life, then it doesn't qualify. For example, athletic cleats, things like that, that you wouldn't just wear to school or to work.
There are some items that people often mistakenly think that are included in the sales tax holiday.
Book bags and backpacks, you know, people think of it as back to school, but it really only includes clothing and footwear.
The event is often billed as the sales tax weekend, but it doesn't last all weekend.
By law, it occurs in the first Friday and Saturday of every August. People sometimes think, oh, it's the weekend, but Sunday is not applicable.
Many stores offer discounts to go along with the sales tax holiday. The complete listing of the items can be found at www.tax.iowa.gov. The tax holiday began at 12:01 today and runs through 11:59 p.m. on Saturday. Shoppers in Atlantic who choose to support the community and local businesses during the tax-free holiday will have a chance to win an additional $200 in passport bucks donated by Premier Partner First Whitney Bank. All completed passports in the month of August will be entered into a back-to-school drawing for a chance to win $200 in passport bucks. The Chamber will also continue the monthly drawing for $50 in passport bucks. The winners of the back-to-school incentive will be announced the first week of September, and here's how the whole thing works. The passports are available for pickup at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce or participating businesses. You receive stamps and the amount of purchases. Once your passport is complete, you have the option to return the completed passport to the chamber or participating businesses to be entered into a monthly drawing to win passport bucks that are only redeemable at participating businesses. At the end of the year, all the completed passports will be eligible for a grand prize drawing. Prizes will include passport bucks and items provided by participating businesses. To learn more and how to be a winner, you can go to www.atlanticiowa.com. And for a list of participating businesses or more details on the Shop Local Passport Program, you can click on the link found on this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. Atlantic Specialty Care has been named the winner of the 2016 Governor's Award for Quality Care and Healthcare Facilities. Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will present the award to Atlantic Specialty Care in Atlantic early this fall. The Atlantic facility was nominated by a family member of three former residents, all of whom required special care and attention due to their illnesses. The governor's award for quality care was established to recognize long-term care facilities that provide, in the nominator's opinion, a high level of care to their residents. This year's Governor's Award recipients were selected from a field of 17 nominated facilities. Since the first awards were presented in 2001, a total of 53 awards have been presented to 46 individual facilities. Cass County Health System officials report a new family medicine practitioner will begin serving the Atlantic Medical Center next Monday, August the 8th. Dr. Edna Becht recently completed her family medicine residency at Memorial Family Medicine in South Bend, Indiana. She'll provide comprehensive family medicine services, including obstetric care. She and her husband, Ed Schneiders, have recently moved to Atlantic. Dr. Becht said in a statement that she was really looking for an opportunity where she could provide the full scope of family medicine, and the Atlantic Medical Center, she said, is set up for just that. She grew up in Indiana, attended Indiana University, and received a bachelor's degree in French in 2006 and biology in 2007. She went on to earn her master's degree in biology from Indiana University at Purdue University in 2008. Dr. Becht graduated from Des Moines University with a Doctor of Osteopathy degree in 2013. In addition for caring for patients at the Atlantic Medical Center, Dr. Beck will be on staff at the Cass County Hospital. The Cass County Conservation Board is sponsoring a Breakfast with the Birds program. The program will be held at Sunnyside Park's Kitty Corral Shelter here in Atlantic on August 13th. That's a week from this Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. Free will donations are being accepted. And during the event, Terry Hofer, rehabilitator and educator at SOAR, Saving Our Avian Resources, will show and discuss several of her permanently injured birds and will hopefully have one that is fully recovered and ready to be released back into the wild. Breakfast with the Birds is made possible by the Dick McCauley Memorial Fund. The Cass County Conservation Board asks you to help them support raptors and education by attending Breakfast with the Birds on August 13th. Shelby County Extension Council Chairperson Julie Klein reports four Shelby County residents have been appointed to the Iowa State University Extension Council's nominating committee. The committee is charged with nominating candidates for the four vacancies on the council before August 10th. Committee members selected to nominate Extension Council candidates for the 2016 election are Arieletta Bartleson of Irwin, Travis Lane of Shelby, Robert Mortenson of Elkhorn, and Stacy Tornayton of Harlan. And by law, the nominating committee must include two women and two men and cannot include any current member of the council. The committee is required to take county geography into consideration when nominating candidates. Candidates nominated by the committee must submit petitions containing the names of 25 qualified voters to the County Election Commission by 5 p.m. August 31st. In addition, individuals may petition to have their names placed on the ballot through a self-nominating process by submitting petitions of 25 names to the election commissioner. Petition forms are available from the Shelby County Election Commissioner and at the County Extension Office. Voters will cast their ballots for the nominees in the November 8, 2016 general election. The successful candidates will serve 4 years, beginning in January of 2017. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.